This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of schools for Mitchell County, and he's with us on a regular basis, at least once a month, to talk about what's going on in Mitchell County schools. Dr. Womble, tell us what's happening.
First of all, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today. It's always helpful for us to be able to provide the public with the information that at our monthly board meetings. On October 15, 2007, our board met and we received the 2006 audit from last year, and we're pleased with those results. In addition, the board passed a resolution on sales tax, land transfer tax. This is an option that counties can look to consider and possibly have a voter referendum on increasing a sales tax or a land transfer tax. The board's resolution indicated that now, therefore, be it resolved, should the Mitchell County Commissioners choose to levy a quarter penny sales tax or a 0.4% land transfer tax, the board hereby requests the Mitchell County Board of Commissioners dedicate all or a portion of the new local option revenue for school funding. The board will send a copy of this resolution to the County Commissioners for them to consider this matter. In addition, the board heard from MBAJ as we were presented at a district-wide facility study. This is a first draft. We will have further discussions at our future meetings to consider the long-range facility needs of our school district. In addition to that, we also heard from the architects about our heating and air conditioning systems. We are considering geothermal well fields at five of our schools. The schools are Beulah Dean Elementary School, Tipton Hill Elementary School, Bowman Middle School, Googe Elementary School, and Deaton Elementary School. The board will meet again on October 29, 2007 at 6 o'clock in the boardroom to consider the heating and air conditioning systems and what direction we choose to go at this time. We would like to start work on one or more than one of the schools this summer. The board also passed a field trip request for the Mitchell County High School Future Business Leaders of America. One of the things we are looking at in our long-range facility plan is where our school system will be in 10 years and what are our facility needs in 10 years. There are some projects out there that we know that we want to look at with our schools to update our schools and make them as modern as possible. Some of that includes our heating and air conditioning system that we currently are working on. In addition to that, we know we need additional work on our track to repave it, to make it functional for athletic events. And there are some building needs that we have from space issues if we want to be able to provide the best educational setting for our students. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today and let the public know what is going on in Mitchell County schools. And I'd like to wish the Mitchell County football team good luck against Mountain Heritage this Friday night.
Our guest for a close-up today has been Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools. Thank you, sir. We'll see you again next month.
Thank you very much.